Where the bloody hell have we been? Well, that is a very, very good question. And it's time to give you some answers. We've been away all summer. And just like Newcastle United, it's been a bit of a tumultuous summer. A lot of to-ing and fro-ing. But eventually, we've came to some sort of situation where we have some clarity. It's not the end for Pod on the Tyne. Not the end at all. In fact, we're going independent, Chris, aren't we?
Yes. It's been wonderful since we launched in 2019 to have been with Pod on the Tyne on The Athletic and as an associate of The Athletic. But we, made the decision that we now are going independent. So going forward, we're still going to be Pod on the Tyne, maybe not in exactly the same format. We're going to try different things. We're going to hopefully work on different mediums as well. We're going to experiment, but still be the same nonsensical, but also hopefully informative Newcastle United podcast that we've always been. So it's exciting, it's different, and given our track record
it's
so
terrifying,
far...
It's terrifying, Chris, that's what it is.
It's terrifying, yeah. I was going to say, I mean, given our track record so far, there'll be immeasurable cock-ups along the way, but yeah, very, very excited that for this new season, going into 2025-26, we are independent.
Yes, we are, and you'll probably be thinking, dear listener, what do you need to do? Well, the answer to that is nothing, in theory, unless you've been listening to us via the Athletic app. The show won't be on the Athletic anymore, but Apple Podcasts, Spotify, etc., all of your usual podcast providers will still pump the show direct into your feed. So we're all ready and raring to go with Newcastle in the Champions League, just like Alexander Isak. George, we're excited.
Are we excited? We are excited. Yeah, I mean, yes, it has been a very interesting summer, both for us, but for Newcastle too. But yeah, we are all really, really excited about the future. We want to be able to react to things a bit quicker. We want to be able to do different stuff. We want to be creative. We've had that long-running joke in the past about us recording podcasts and then something big would inevitably happen that we'd miss.
Absolutely.
We want to be able to sort of shake things up a little bit, maybe more live shows, who knows? But yeah, we're really, really excited. Can't wait to get going. Sadly, we're going to be relaunching our podcast just as Newcastle United collapse and inevitably hurtle back to the Championship. But I'm just joking. We've got the Champions League to look forward to. There's a lot still to be to be determined before the start of the season, as far as Eddie Howe and the team is concerned. But once we get started, it'll be great. It's been very difficult not to be able to chat to people and give a bit of context about what's happening and why, and being able to vent and have a laugh and have a shout. But we will be doing all those things very, very soon. We're very grateful to The Athletic for allowing us to do this, smoothing the process, and can't wait to get started.
And just to clarify, obviously George and I still are actually employed by The Athletic, so going forward I'm sure there will still be a lot of mentions for articles that we'd have written or other projects that we'd have been involved in, and we'll be taking you inside the grounds that we go to and the trips that we go on in the Champions League and beyond. I mean, unfortunately this comes out too late, but I've just got back from Singapore, about 1,000 litres of perspiration shorter than when I went there. But these sort of exciting things, it's still going to be part of what we do, but we're just not part of The Athletic group anymore. We are an independent podcast, but George and I are still very much involved, so we have that sort of exciting crossover in some ways.
Yeah, and very, very proud of that link. And we also moving forward, we would love to hear from you guys, the people who listen to us. Tell us what we're doing right, tell us what we're doing wrong. If you're interested in a weekly niche meat-based podcast,
let's make that happen.
Yeah. But no, we're very proud of each other, we love each other, but we also love being able to talk to you. And over the summer in our absence, I had lots of messages from people and bumped into lots of people who love the pod, and we're determined to keep it going for as long as we can.
Definitely so. Everything has changed, but also everything has stayed the same as well. Chris still loves egg bullion. George is still a pope of mope. Ollie is still behind the scenes making us sound semi-professional. And we'll keep going the way we are. So the next podcast, I'm sure you're all desperate to know when the next real episode is coming out. And that's going to be in the run-up to the Villa game. Right at the start of the season, we'll be back in your ears. There's going to be a lot of different content coming out, as George and Chris have both said. So keep your ears and your eyes open for that. We are now commercially independent as well, so we'd love to hear from local businesses who might want to collaborate with Pod on the Tyne. It would be great to hear from you, so please get in touch. And if you would like to get in touch with us at any time, please send us an email to podonthetyne@gmail.com. That's podonthetyne@gmail.com. Anything else to say, chaps, before we say bye-bye?
Just, I don't know if we've said it. We're excited and terrified. Excited and terrified.
And excitedly terrified.
Yeah, it's terrifyingly exciting. That's what it is. Isn't it? Yeah, a bit like the football, possibly, at the current weight. But yeah, we'd love to be able to chat more about that. But yeah. Obviously, there'll be plenty of time to do that. So thank you to everybody for being patient. And yeah, we will be back as soon as possible. We're going to shake things up, but we're going to stay the same. Cannot wait.
And thank you for in advance for all your support, because we sort of need you to support us going forward. If this is going to work,
yeah,
then we are leaning on you guys, you listeners as well. So please.
100%. Thank you all for listening, and thank you for sticking with us. We will speak to you very, very soon from everybody at Pod on the Time. Take care. Goodbye.
Take care, you know what it means, look after yourself. Okay, good luck.